Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Baobaso Perkei Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zayich Refan Yerziva Gagun Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing what is and what's not included in a sale. Hamachas Hamar, someone who sells a donkey, Loi Machar Kelev, the Kelem are not included. Whereas the Chamadi Amir, he says Machar Kelev, the Kelem are included. Now this is not talking about the actual saddle and the bit and the things necessary for riding. Those of course are included in the sale. The Machlekes is, what about the other things such as the saddlebag and other things that are put on the donkey meant for storing things and holding stuff? In regards to that, we have this machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he tells us, Pam Mechurim, Pam In Mechurim, sometimes they're sold, sometimes they're not. Ketzad, how is this played out? When yes, when no? Says a Hay Chamar Lefano, a Kelev Alav. The donkey's in front of him, and the Kelem are on it. Va'amar Lai, and the buyer tells the seller, Mechurli Chamarcha Zeh, sell me your donkey, this one. Hare Kelev Mechurin. So then the Kelem are sold, because since he told him, sell me your donkey, this one, he obviously means it and everything on it. However, if he tells him, Chamarcha Hu, so then in Kelev Mechurin, the Kelem are not sold, and that's because we understand the Lekeach is actually not so sure if this donkey belongs to this guy. And that's why he's telling him, Chamar Chahu, is this your donkey? If yes, I want to buy it. And since he's not being definite that he wants to buy the donkey and it's Kalim, because he's not even so sure if it's the guy's donkey in the first place, then he only gets a donkey, but not the Kalim. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Amachas Chamar, guy sells a donkey, Amachas Asyach, the donkey's baby, the young one along with it, is included. This is talking about where the fellow says, I'm selling a nursing donkey. And it can't be that he's selling the donkey just for its milk, because what's a Jew going to do with donkey's milk? It must be that he's saying, I'm selling the donkey and its baby. However, Amachas Apara, if he says, I'm selling a nursing cow, the cow's baby is not included. And that's because it could just be he's selling the cow for its milk. Cow's milk is kosher, you eat it with your cereal, put some in your coffee, and therefore the child is not included. Another case, machar ashpa, machar zivla. The guy says that he's selling an ashpa, included in that is the zevel. And ashpa is an area which is either three tefachim above the ground or a hole in the ground three tefachim deep. And this is where zevel, fertilizer, was put. It was animal dung and other refuse like that. And when the hole was filled, they would take it out and fertilize the field. So when he says, I'm selling the ashpa, included in that is the zevel that's there. Furthermore, Machar Bar, if he sells a water holding tank, Machar Meimav, the water is included in that as well. Now, it's important to note that this is only a Das Yachid, the Chamim argue, and the water is actually not included in it. Continuing, Machar Kaveres, if a person sells a beehive, Machar Dvarim, so the bees are included in that. Machar Shoivach, if a guy sells a dove coat, Machar Yoinim, so the doves and the pigeons that are inside are included also. Here we get into more detailed discussion. Halakech Peres Shoivach Mechaveroi, if a person buys not the Shoivach, not the pigeon coop itself, but the Peres, the produce of the pigeon coop, that's what he's purchasing. Now, obviously, the produce are the young doves that are born. Mafriach brecha rishayna, he has to allow the first brecha, the first pair of doves that are born, to be mafriach to fly with their mother. He's not allowed to take that first pair. And that's because the mother needs to have some companionship. Even though your kids aren't your friends, with pigeons and doves, they are. So his mother pigeon or dove has her first pair, those have to be left, and only the subsequent ones are allowed to be taken by the lekeach. Similarly, pairs kaveres, if a person buys the produce of a beehive, which is the young bees that are born, noitel shlosha nechilin, he takes the first two nechilin, which is swarms of bees, which means he takes the first three groups that are born, and then umesares, he takes every other one. The first three are the very best, and that's what the maker is buying. Then he continues taking every other nechil that are born up until the time that they stipulated, let's say he bought the prayers for a year, so it's just a whole year, he gets to take every other one after the first three. Now let's say chalais dvash, he bought the honeycomb, minyach shtei chalais, he has to leave two honeycombs there, because that's what the bees feed off of, and zesim lakots, if he bought olive trees in order to cut them, he bought the trees in order to cut branches for their wood, he has to leave the two lower branches of the tree so that they can regenerate, and then he could cut the rest of them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Moshe Dalanhe with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.